Welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark, and joined always by my fabulous Chaos crew and our wonderful DM. Let's go around the horn.
Rich, playing Theo.
It's Eric, playing Cosmo.
Hart, playing Toluga.
And Ryan, playing everyone else.
Well, that was a fun one, guys, huh?
That was great.
Yeah. No, I lost my hair.
I'm naked.
Well, you know.
That's not far off.
This is why we don't take drugs from mushroom people.
Eric, so happy to have you finally.
Yeah.
Everybody,
awesome.
Welcome.
We haven't gotten to hear our lovely literal bard for our podcast who does our music. But yeah, we haven't heard from you since the fucking Frito-Lay
show. The PepsiCo talk back.
Yeah, and alienating half of the country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please try to keep that to a minimum this
no,
time.
No, of course. No, yeah. All in jest. I love you all.
Pleasure to have you, our first guest.
Great
in the podcast.
To be here.
So exciting.
It was exciting.
I breathe mean, some pretty, life into this.
Pretty invigorating. I'm
yeah, juiced it, up, you know? Feeling good.
Yeah, for sure. My mic discipline needs some work, obviously. But
clearly.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It's all right.
I am going to bring my mic next time.
All right, that's fine.
We're also trying to deal with the finickiness of all our fucking iPads. It's like the one problem I have with this whole system. I love rolling dice. And because for audio reasons, we have to do it digitally. So
I just feel bad because I promised Mark I would know my character sheet, which I do. But it's
working
very, this app is the problem.
The app sucks. Just
sucks.
Get on the web browser.
No, well, I mean, it was the same deal. I couldn't even get the web browser to work, but whatever. We'll talk about that later.
Still,
that's post-production.
But I just wanted you to know that I did the work for you.
Right? I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Cosmo is such a fucking fun character to add into this group.
I was not expecting his introduction to be that epic. I was like, this guy is like at the lowest point, and I'm like rolling like 20s or 1s. That was all my rolls.
Highest on highs, lowest on lows.
There is no middle ground.
The dicey gods were like, this is how we roll.
Yeah, I love that it was like, first roll a 25 performance check to just rocking power chords. That was so bad.
And I joke because now I have to write a really good riff for that.
Those riffs you just heard.
Yours truly.
Unbelievable. That was a very fun little combat. You really fucking threw me off by inspiring the bar fight.
I was under the impression they were just another fighter as soon as I heard that.
And they got that bardic to
beat the shit out of me. Yeah. Bitch!
It unfortunately meant that all the attacks went to Theo.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's kind of, I do love how that, some in combat a lot of
times. It makes sense.
Yeah.
That he would inspire the crowd. They're his fans.
Totally. Yeah. Yep. That was nuts.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Very fun. You guys found my ostinato.
Little sound earworm. I because Mark always says the phrase earworm.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to do a literal earworm.
I don't like that.
It's selling out personified.
Exactly.
The fucking khakis.
Yeah.
And I'm a rocking good time.
Yeah. I love, because I mean, I think we've mentioned before, I went to Baptist Christian schools for 12 years. So religion was 100% going to be the villain of my campaign when we finally did one. But I basically just described what my like uniform was at school, which was you had to have khaki pants and a white button down shirt.
Look like a fucking dork.
Yep. I sounded like a dweeb.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't know what his voice would sound like. And then I was like, I'm going to just literally give him the voice of a kid I hated in school.
Of course. It's Krizik getting in these people.
Yeah. Krizik.
Well, don't worry. The more of them we kill, the less they'll be.
I know. He'll be less powerful.
That's how that works.
Kind of, yeah. So no, I wanted the idea here for this big sick dwarven city was they're kind of untouched by the everything.
Yes,
they're,
these people don't seem to be open to our bleeblyism.
No, they're it's a pretty agnostic society. These dwarves like built this city with their own goddamn hands. They've never asked a god for anything. And the shame of the city is that some of the members of the city were once cursed for attempting to do so. So if you guys, so I don't know, we'll probably get into this in the episodes, but I'd like to, this is a little behind the scenes lore drop for those of you who listen to Situational Awareness.
That's why you listen, people.
In my world, tieflings are fire genasi who took on a curse from the Prince of the Red Wastes to attain magic. So any tiefling in my city is descended from that rebel house at one point.
Hell yeah.
Also, when you guys saw some of the more like a lava skinned dwarven woman, you guys saw Doreen.
Doreen.
She also descends from the rebel dwarves of that house. Who also took that bargain. We're gonna get into the actual lore probably in the story, but that's kind of the rough idea here.
Bleebly made a gun with his own two hands. So
that is true.
It's just he's a little bit of a hard sell right now. He's just a guy.
He's a man of the people. You know? He makes things.
The gun is very impressive. I love the idea of firing a gun in a crowded bar and people not knowing what a gun is still having the same reaction of like, didn't like that. Yeah. Let's all freak out.
Yeah, I liked Cosmo would have been seeing all this from the stage. Like,
yeah.
Just, you know, whatever happens, happens now. Like, mm-hmm. my band's gone. Like, our success is squandered. And
yep.
Now this shit happens. Fine. Fucking kill that guy. I'm at the end of my rope.
Yeah. I had come up with the idea that Frick was like a super fan, but had never actually done all the cool stuff he was talking about.
I fucking hate Frick. I hate Frick. Oh. He's such a tool.
Yeah, he's that scumbag older cousin that tries to get you into trouble and then is like a bitch
I'm
about
the plope. I won't get in trouble. And I got a sick bleebly tattoo.
Yep.
Very true. I have a sneaking suspicion we're not going to have Reggie in that room.
Maybe or Frick. I didn't describe him. Or Frick.
I mean, hold on. If Frick disappeared, do we really care?
No.
I need him for Gulp.
Yeah,
the way of the pleen.
You got to learn that pleen.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
I mean, we can just lie and say we have no idea where Frick
went. I did nat 20 and hit him for max damage.
That was so funny. Just a nat 20 to knock Frick out.
He had it coming.
I rolled 2d4. And they both landed on 4 and then the +3.
Sometimes the dice back you up. You know?
They're like, we hate Frick.
Yeah,
a lot.
I felt that like the dice told the story with, you know,
totally
the band breaking up and all that stuff. I really
That nat 20 to finish it off was sick.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was nice.
This Ostinato
didn't
also
the damage afterwards, but
yeah.
Yeah, well, that was not me technically. That was his stupid
lame.
That was Krizik again.
Love you, little
guy.
Love you, little song you did there.
Oh yeah, you guys like my fucking hit
with clouds wide open.
We really gotta accentuate those the vowels.
Thunder and thunder.
Yeah, this thing had a trait called oral symbiosis.
Oh yeah.
And when the creature that it was, you know, attached to, when it ended, it did a thunderous explosion of sound.
It didn't love that.
No. We gotta get one of those for Bleebly.
Yeah, that was 66 thunder damage.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's
hey,
brutal.
Does blacking out count as a long rest?
So we're gonna actually get into that in the episode.
Okay.
Because you guys snuck out in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Partied all night.
We're in trouble.
And you're waking up in the morning. So
we gotta make it
back. And we're not in Sloobledrip.
I'm gonna say
and I'm pantsless.
You maybe got an hour of sleep. So I'll give you guys a short rest.
Okay.
I'll take a short rest.
But unfortunately, part of the fun of this one is going to be you have the hangover condition, which is essentially one level of exhaustion.
Oh, dear God.
No. So you will have disadvantage on ability checks until you take a long rest.
Oh,
so my 24-hour inspiration would be gone.
So up.
Yeah. I thought so. I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah, so I watched The Hangover this week, so I was like, oh, we're doing The Hangover. Yeah, that I wanted a little bit of Hangover, a little bit of Dude, Where's My Car, and a little bit of Vegas Vacation.
Dude, where's my cousin?
Where's the damn bait?
Yeah, I love the idea of you guys just having an insane night you don't know anything about. And then part of me is, I knew Eric was coming on as our guest for this arc, and I know Eric loves a little mystery.
Well, yeah, I do. I do love
well,
a mystery.
I have a feeling this is going to unravel as we get back into town and people notice us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that fucking jelly, man.
When you guys wake up, you'll be able to kind of, you know, explore.
I bet he may marry someone.
You guys wake up, you'll be able to kind of explore the room, find some clues to kind of clue you into maybe what happened last night. R.I.P. Theo's ponytail.
I know.
Yeah,
I can't
not
believe
happy
that
about
happened.
That. We got to find out who did that and beating them up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get the ponytail back. Maybe we can mend it.
Glue it. I don't have mending.
No. Meemaw's got to have mending, right?
Actually, don't worry about mending because it's coming up in the next episode.
Okay. We'll mend that ponytail right back.
Don't know if that's how mending works. But we can try.
Just tie it together.
Extensions.
And it's not because ponytails are hard to draw and I want to draw Theo with different character art. It's totally not because of that. But maybe it's a little bit because of that.
Yeah. Sick little
bleedly tattoo. On
yeah,
it's just a shark eating.
Yeah, blee blee is so stupid for a tattoo.
Well, what else would he get?
I know.
And then on, I could have described it better, but it was in the moment.
Yeah, you also, yeah, I like the idea of just someone had to wake up naked. you know, I feel like totally. That kind of.
I mean, I was the only one with just pants on.
Yeah, I'm always naked.
That's true. Yeah, that was the thing too. Is I was kind of looking at like, oh, well, they're going to be in a new town, so and I like people getting like new outfits for a new arc. But you guys both have on armored defense and don't need clothes.
Yeah,
so it changed. I had to kind of, you know, you'll see.
So now I'll run the no clothes option.
Yeah, you know, there were some things that I, now that I'm thinking about it, I probably should have described as like character stuff. Like mm-hmm. You should probably have long hair, Cosmo. You know,
oh yeah,
headbanging, like a scruff, 5 o'clock shadow type deal.
And for everyone listening at home, you will see the Cosmo art on the cover of the next episode.
Yeah.
I haven't drawn it yet, but now that I've said it, I'll have to do it.
Accountability. Yeah.
Should have said it was a tattoo of my son on my back.
It's like
a gigantic just close up of Glebnor's face.
I was kind of like, when you started tripping on the mushrooms, my idea was like, oh, he should start looking like a lava lamp.
Just bubbles. Bloop, bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention too, when Glebnor rages, he turns red, like a big red jello. Yeah, that was nuts. I really like your bardic inspiration we found for that homebrew subclass.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you made that.
Oh, no. I found that one.
Oh, right on.
I will not take credit for that. I will take credit for Way of the Pleen.
Way of
the Pleen. Which we have not gotten to
you
yet.
You mean that wasn't already homebrewed?
My very specific Kuwatoa-themed monk subclass, yeah. Which we'll be seeing, I think, soon-ish, hopefully. Just hit 4. So I'm going to keep you at 4 for just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I know 5 is the fun level in D&D. Everyone gets their fun spells and can hit me twice and all this bullshit. So.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you don't want me hitting you twice.
I really don't. Jesus Christ, by the way. Fucking, is Theo, like, what is this damage? Yeah. Those fucking vicious shots or whatever and the Deadeye shot. Like, I was like, okay, so there's half of his health in one turn. I think I used just a basic bard stat block for Gekt. He only had 44 hit points to start, so it didn't take much for you to really whittle that down.
Yeah, between Theo shooting him and me axing him, a question.
Yeah,
he was still pretty beefy.
Yeah,
yeah.
He took a couple hits.
Yeah.
I also didn't hit him at all, though.
Yeah, you just kind of used your turns to really fuck with him, which is really funny.
What I thought of when your eyes light up is fucking Janusz from Ghostbusters 2. When he's in ghost form, he's looking for Oscar.
I literally describe it as when I do the otherworldly perception, it's just like fog lights, just high beams going on, and it's just like a spotlight looking at
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I realized, I was like, oh, his main thing is that taunt thing, which is just funny. So I can just kind of shit talk you guys and run away. But I was like, oh, I should go invisible because they're going to all gang up on me immediately if they're not fighting the bar fight.
Yeah.
But then again, like right after I said it, I was like, fuck, Deluge has that weird eye thing.
I didn't remember it.
I was like, okay, well, there goes that.
The only thing is it takes an action to do, so I can't like do it and then do the bonus action monk stuff. So gotcha. I'm just locked into being like, he's right here.
It worked out perfect, though.
If he does run away, I would get a
opportunity attack.
From.
Yeah. Gekt Bentz was like a play on Pete Wentz. my thinking there.
You're also going for a get bent.
Yeah, okay, totally. Okay, yeah.
Just making sure that I got
it. I thought it to be like, I was like, I need like a heckler. So that's going to be the name there.
I was trying so hard, like for one, to not swear too much.
It's tough, yeah.
Also, thinking of like vicious mockery on the spot is harder than it's.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
We have an explicit tag. Just let
yeah,
it
yeah,
fly.
No, I, yeah, yeah.
I've said a couple.
I know. I felt like they were dropping more in that session.
Yeah. Well, it's also because you're in like a grimier like town now. Yeah.
Fits the aesthetic.
Yeah. The
right?
Boys are like away from home. They're in like a cool city.
We do our own thing here.
Yeah.
Well, our home is gone at this point.
Yeah. Well,
our home, it's gone.
True.
Yeah.
We need to find a new home.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys probably need to catch up Cosmo here on your
you guys
very
crash
crazy
in my
lore.
Place for like a day or two.
After that, get the fuck out.
You can come back with us.
Yeah, back to Sloople Drip.
Yeah, I would say
what's the nightlife like?
Cosmo, you've probably never been to Sloople Drip. There's no reason for anyone to go there. Yeah, so we'll do a little bit more exploring the Hellion Quarter in the next episode. But you guys,
buy me some pants.
I can see why you guys would probably want to get back to Soluble Drift.
I'm gonna like toss you like a pair of leather chaps or something. You put those on.
No, I need something
fish
that's
butt cheeks that hanging out.
Assless chaps.
Why do you own these?
They were first stage presence thing I was going on for.
He really worked on his glutes for a little while, so yeah.
I was really proud of him. Plus, it's good for my tail. I was, thank you. Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I can't wait to do a guest arc. Eric was the first choice, and then what a fucking initial, like, what a character intro.
Yeah,
25 performance into a nat 20 finisher.
Like, collaboratively and like between what you wrote, how I reacted, and the dice, I think that was a really better than solid introduction.
Yeah, we fucking hit it. That was nice. yeah, that was fucking rad, boys. We got some fun little adventures to have in the Hellion Quarter next time. So
hell yeah.
I don't know, that's all I got, you boys. You got anything else for me, Mark?
Just the stuff I always say. Make sure you're rating, reviewing, subscribing. We have social media. Yeah. Interact with us there, please.
Like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTube.
Yeah, we're on the YouTube.
Smash that bell.
Smash that like button.
Whatever, I'm not a kid. So
we're all over 30.
But anyways, seriously. Like, comment, subscribe. Interact. We have a subreddit. Get on there. Argue. You know, tell us how much you hate us and how stupid we are.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna lose my house! Please! Jesus Christ! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.